From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The suspect accused of setting off a bomb in New York that wounded 29 people is facing new federal charges. Ahmad Khan Rahami, a U.S. citizen born in Afghanistan, is facing four counts of using weapons of mass destruction and an attack on a public place. The charges against Rahami include planting a bomb in a New Jersey town Saturday, forcing officials to cancel a charity road race. Rahami is also facing charges of attempted murder stemming from a shootout with police just before he was arrested in New Jersey. The FBI is investigating whether he has any overseas terrorist ties. President Barack Obama hosted the first-ever Leaders Summit on Refugees in New York City Tuesday, saying the world is facing a crisis of epic proportions. VOA's Cindy Sain reports from New York.
President Obama came straight to the point about the situation millions of refugees are facing.
We are here because right now, in crowded camps and cities around the world, there are families from Darfur and Chad, Palestinians in Lebanon, who've endured years, in some cases decades, as refugees, surviving on rations and aid, and who dream of someday somehow having a home of their own.
President Obama called for people around the world to have compassion and not avert their eyes from the refugee crisis, which he said is a test of the world's common humanity. Cindy Sain, VOA News, New York.
This is VOA News. Protesters clashed with police overnight in the eastern U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina, after a black officer shot and killed a black man in an apartment complex. Police said officers were serving a warrant Tuesday afternoon when the man killed was spotted by officers holding a gun. Family members say the man was unarmed. About a dozen police officers were among those injured during the protest demonstration. Protesters also gathered outside the police headquarters in the U.S. city of Tulsa, Oklahoma, Tuesday night, as tensions rise over the fatal shooting of an unarmed black man by a white police officer. Benjamin Crump is an attorney for the family of Terrence Crutcher.
You all see him walking with his hands up. He's walking slowly. He's not threatening to anyone. He is daylight. They have several officers on the scene, and they could have easily resolve this matter with less than lethal force.
Crutcher was confronted by police Friday near his car that had stalled or which had stalled in a roadway. The U.S. Justice Department has launched an investigation into the shooting. The officer who fired the fatal shot Friday night is on administrative leave. The chief executive officer of Wells Fargo Bank is apologizing for betraying customers' trust in a scandal of allegations that employees opened millions of unauthorized accounts and moved money into them. In questioning by U.S. senators Tuesday, the CEO would not admit that employees committed fraud. Senator Elizabeth Warren seemed angered by the CEO's response.
Did you fire
any
of those people? No. Okay. So you haven't resigned. You haven't returned a single nickel of your personal earnings. You haven't fired a single senior executive. Instead, evidently, your definition of accountable is to push the blame to your low-level employees who don't have the money for a fancy PR firm to defend themselves. It's gutless leadership. In your time as chairman and CEO, Wells has been famous for cross-selling.
Wells Fargo Bank sales staff had a goal of getting each customer to have eight different accounts with the bank, up from the prevailing average of six. Under the settlement, Wells Fargo neither admitted nor denied the allegations. It later said it plans to eliminate the sales targets by January the 1st. Landslides and flash floods in Indonesia have left at least 20 people dead as torrential downpours continue to pound the nation's many islands on Wednesday. Authorities say the main island of Java saw the worst of the flooding as waters quickly rose to 2 meters. Search and rescue teams are still searching for at least 8 people missing. I'm Michael Brown in Washington. Please join us for more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.